Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
One of the biggest mistakes you could ever make is allowing your partner to have their bucks night very close to the wedding. Like, that is a silly
if you need proof,
error.
Watch The Hangover.
Exactly. But it's still happening because a woman in Canada is very upset with her husband-to-be because he had his bucks weekend over the most recent weekend. And they went to a cabin where they just had, you know, the boys there having a great time by the lake. He comes home with his hands, both hands, bandaged up.
Oh, God.
Like, fully bandaged. And she's like, what is going on? He had severely burnt both hands in a fire on his bucks weekend. They'd obviously been trying to make a fire because it was cold. It's in Canada. It's winter still.
Yeah.
And he came home with these very burnt hands. So the wedding's in 3 days. It's happening this weekend. And she's going, okay, well, one, you're going to look really not quite as I expected you to on the wedding day. But also,
white bandages don't really go with a black suit.
They don't. But also, how the hell is she going to put the wedding ring on
during
the ceremony?
What I like about this is that bride-to-be would have thought, like, what could go wrong? They're just going to a cabin in the woods.
It's
like,
safe enough.
That's a pretty safe bucks party.
It's never safe. It is never safe to have a bucks party that close to the wedding because there are so many injuries that can occur while on a bucks night. And I'm saying bucks night because I feel like the majority of the time it's the men that get themselves into trouble on these events.
I won't argue that at all.
But and
a bucks night too, it's a recipe for disaster because often you got, you know, close mates, you know, catching up. They haven't seen each other for a long time, Gabs. There's a lot more alcohol involved than there usually would be, particularly for the buck. Everyone's buying him drinks.
Yeah, and he doesn't control any of it either. Like, it's his best mate or best mates that are organising the entire thing.
And often it's a challenge to push them out of their comfort zone as well.
Yes. So 13, 12, 16, have you had an injury on your bucks night? It didn't have to be close to the wedding. Hopefully you had it a couple of months out so that you were able to recover. But did you have a bucks night injury?
We just want bucks night, like bachelor bucks injuries.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, if you got one. John's here. John, was it you who, like, did you get injured yourself on your own bucks night?
Mate, I did. My wife now said one standing instruction, do not get sunburnt.
Oh, no.
And we ended up going fishing and had a few sherbets and something had to be forgotten about, and it was the sunscreen. And yes, so I was lucky. I was a couple of weeks out, and we pasted on some cream and stuff like that. But yeah, she wasn't happy.
A couple of weeks out is actually bad because then you're just like peeling, and you look like skin disease on the wedding day and in all the photos.
Yeah. It didn't look flash, but.
Looks like your wife married a tomato in all your photos.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Michael Jackson back in the news this week for all the wrong reasons, Gabs. Just airing in the States and airing on Friday and Saturday night in Australia. It's a two-parter thing. It's a documentary called Leaving Neverland.
Yeah.
Where two kids who used to be friends with Michael Jackson come out and accuse the late pop star of sexually assaulting them.
And they're not the first to do so. They are the most recent.
And we know, too, Michael Jackson was more than happy to have kids and a lot of them on his Neverland ranch. It's come out in the past before that they even used to share a bed.
Yeah, he himself admitted that he allowed encouraged the boys to sleep in the bed with him.
That's one of those interviews you'll never forget.
Nope.
But here's a little snippet. Like I said, it's a two-part thing. It's on air in Australia Friday, Saturday. But here's one of the kids, he's an adult now, but he was the kid when this alleged sexual assault between himself and Michael Jackson took place.
He told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail for the rest of our lives. I want to be able to speak the truth as loud as I had to speak the lie for so long.
So he's just one of two brand new accusers, by the way. These are not
the originals.
Michael Jackson faced court for this alleged predatory behavior before he passed away. you know, he got away with, well, he didn't get away with that. It makes him sound guilty, but he was found not guilty of those crimes. But since all this has come up, like, a lot of media outlets all over the world are starting to ban Michael Jackson music.
Mm.
And there's been calls for Australian television and radio to do the same thing, to ban MJ's music because of these new allegations that have, yeah, that have surfaced.
And, you know, we're never going to know the truth because he can't be convicted after death. Like, he's not going to be able to go to court. He's not going to be able to speak out on behalf of what he says happened. But we know that not everything that happened was right, like sleeping in the same bed as a kid. Mm. It's not okay. That's not all right.
As you said, that's something he, yeah, had admitted to.
Yeah, and he said that in an interview. So there are things that are definitely not okay in the scenario. So, yeah, maybe
I'm so
we do
on
need
it,
to... Like, he was an unbelievably talented musician, but that doesn't make what he did okay.
I'm so torn because I think we have a man here who has never been found guilty of a crime. Mm, and we still do true. Live in a world where, you know what, you are innocent until you're proven guilty. So I don't believe his music should be banned. But then you get guys like Hayden, who has written on a social media post sort of posing this question. Hayden writes, "Makes me sick that people are okay with Michael Jackson music. Mm. I wonder how they would feel if he was accused of assaulting a family member. Doesn't matter if he made great music. He was a filthy predator." So Hayden's very much in the camp that all of his music should be banned.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, what do you think, Townsville? Should Australian radio, you know, television, your Channel Vs and MTVs and all that sort of stuff, should we be blanket banning Michael Jackson's music
forever?
In light of these? Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe.
Because we're never going to know the truth.
Yeah. It's a tough one, but yeah. 13, 12, 16. Lots of calls coming through, and you're straight up. Should Michael Jackson music be banned, mate?
Well, didn't Australia take away the title that Rolf Harris had because of his?
Yeah, I believe he was
stripping his title.
He was actually convicted, though, so wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was found guilty.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's when those things happen.
He was
found 100%
guilty.
There have been plenty of other artists and famous people that have had certain entitlements stripped from them because of their behaviours, so I think this is the same.
You know what? I reckon, I remember that we took Chris Brown off for quite some time after he assaulted Rihanna, so... Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised too if a lot of media outlets maybe just slow down the rotation of Michael Jackson a bit while all this is going to air.
At least,
but not make a big deal about it. But 13, 12, 16, Tiffany, you're next. Should Michael Jackson music be dropped?
I don't think so. He's, you know, what he did was wrong if he has done it. Mm. But at the same time, his music doesn't represent any of that. So it's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but and if he were alive, it would still be making him money, though, which I wouldn't be okay with because I wouldn't want to support
that.
But he's not alive, so he's not making money.
You know what, guys? It's that old thing. Can you separate the art from the artist?
Well, that's true.
You know, so
a lot of artists have done wrong in the past, and we still celebrate their art that they created.
Yeah, but Tiffany, so you're okay to keep spinning MJ?
Yeah.
All right.
If it comes on the radio, it comes on the radio. Nothing to do about it.
You're not changing station. It's too complicated. You're just glued on.
Too much effort.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Okay, one more. We'll wrap it up with Brett. Brettsy, what do you think, mate? Should Michael Jackson's music be dropped?
No, not at all.
Why?
Not at all, because he was a great artist in that. In the same turn, are we going to blanket ban Catholicism?
Yeah, well...
For the whole Cardinal Pell thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a stupid thing. And Cardinal Pell was actually found guilty. So
yeah, a little different, though, because Cardinal Pell is one man in a huge, you know, denomination. So you can't... It's like saying we're going to ban all music because Michael Jackson's been found guilty.
Yeah, I do see where you're coming from, though. Like, you know, one has been found guilty, one was never found guilty. So there is a... You know, there's a separation there. But 13, 12, 16, if you want to comment on this one, it's definitely a sticky one, or you can hit us up with your opinions at our Facey page anytime. Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facey.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
In the lead up to International Women's Day, we are talking to a bunch of different women from the local community who are inspiring our local women from all different walks of life and inspiring in all different ways. And we do have Vivian Starr in the studio with us today from the Vavoom Room. How are you?
Good. Hi, Cliffo, Gabby. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. You were very surprised when we asked you to come on
shocked.
In.
Very shocked.
Why? Because there's so many women out there who put your name forward and said, this woman is a star. Oh, well.
Vivian Starr.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think, like, I don't feel what I do is, I guess, kind of that special. Like, all I'm trying to do is just, like, let everyone know that beauty and confidence comes from within. So they already possess what... they feel like they learn from me. I just help them kind of discover it.
That's so a cool. huge skill to have, though, to be able to get women to love themselves.
Yeah.
And you do it through, I guess, the medium, we'll call it, of burlesque.
Yes.
Tell us, what is burlesque and what, like, how do you treat it at the Vavoom Room?
Okay, so it has this huge history and it goes back, you know, decades and all this kind of stuff. So, but what we do is we teach dance classes. So we have a range of styles and we come under the umbrella of burlesque. But we teach things like cabaret, musical theatre. We have, you know, modern burlesque. We have the classic stuff. We teach twerking as well. We have vocal coach. You know, so we teach a range of different things. And so what we do is we run courses, you know, between 4 to 6 weeks long. And people sign up and then, so we'll go through, we'll learn choreography. And then we have a little student showcase. So we call it our Flirt Fridays. We have one Cute. Every couple of months. And the students get on stage and perform, and the girls just get up on stage and, like, you can see it on their face, like, just from ear to ear, just, like, grinning,
yeah.
you know, and they get off, you know, before they go on stage, they're like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be sick, I'm so nervous, I can't do this. And then they get up on stage, and the second they walk off, they're like, I'm doing it again. Like,
yes.
get me back up there.
So, and I love that, because we were talking just off air a second ago about the transformation you see in the girls, because mm-hmm. any girl, any anyone. Shape, size,
yep.
everyone is beautiful, and they can participate in these dance classes and performances.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the transformations you've seen from some of the girls.
Yeah, so what you'll normally see is, like, so someone will contact you and go, oh, I don't have any dance experience, and, you know, I'm a size X and I'm a bigger girl and, you know, I don't want to come and perform. I just want to, you know, just try something different. And so they'll come in and, you know, they'll usually be wearing like a big baggy shirt and really long, like long pants. And they'll go, I'll just stand at the back of the class and I'll just participate. And yeah, it's no worries. There's no pressure. And then the next week they'll go, okay, I might just, maybe I'll wear just a tighter shirt or, you know, show a little bit more skin and I'll move to the middle of the rows, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'll be kind of in the middle. And then, you know, as the weeks progress, they'll come in and then they'll be wearing like little booty shorts or short shorts, and,
wow.
you know, a singlet, and they'll be front center and they'll be like, I'm here and, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to rock it. And you see it, like, you just see, you can see it in how they present themselves. And like, it's nothing that I've particularly taught them. I think it's just, you just learn that, you know, who you are and what you are. It doesn't matter, like, shape, size, height, weight, any, none of that matters. Like, beauty and confidence comes from within, so you already own it. So I'm just helping you.
You're the facilitator.
Yeah, I think you need to own it a bit more than that, because
yeah.
you're right, it's probably already in there for most people and stuff, mm. but they just don't know how to get
oh,
it
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And what you provide is an outlet for that, that many people would go without. So that's why you've been
yeah.
nominated. That's why you are inspirational. Mm. And don't play down the role you do, because
exactly.
it's important.
Well, every woman has had that struggle.
Yeah.
Literally every single woman at some stage in her life has had that struggle where she's looked at herself in the mirror and just been like, ooh,
yeah.
am I good enough?
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that you're putting it out there and saying, yes, you are, and you're giving them that platform mm. to be able to discover that, yes,
yeah.
you're gorgeous and you can do this. That's
but
great.
That's what I say. I'm like, you know, I'm not a small girl. Like, I've, you know, I've got, you know, my genetics. Yeah, I've got the big family, you know, thighs and bum. And I say to girls, I'm like, look, I'm, you know, I'm just as self-confident or self-conscious about myself as everybody else. But you've learnt, you know, I've learnt that what I possess is, you know, my own beauty, and I, you know, I think I'm beautiful, and I find that, you know, if you portray yourself in that manner, like, we are one gigantic family.
Women empowering women and
yes,
getting behind each other, that's
we
what we need more of.
Well, Townsville, if this sounds like a community that you'd want to be part of,
mm.
Facebook is, with everything now, probably the best place to go. Vavoom Room NQ on Facey is
that's
the place
us.
To find you guys. Vivian Starr, you are an inspiration. It is a pleasure to have you in here in the lead up to International Women's Day. Keep fighting that good fight, mate, because you're killing it. It's
thanks
awesome.
For having me. Yeah, really surprised, but thanks for having me. It's been great.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I think it's been the biggest season ever of Maths. Married at First Sight.
Definitely the most dramatic. That's for sure.
Like viewer wise, it's just.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, we thought, you know, last season with Davina, that was peak. But then this season, it really upped it.
In the ultimate act of striking while the iron's hot,
yeah.
Channel 9 have called for brides and grooms for next year's.
Oh, God, they're doing
series.
It.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Of course
is,
they are.
This is the Channel 9 golden goose.
Yeah, of course
like,
they are.
This is going absolutely nowhere. You have to be available to film between April and December. Next Whoa. Year. So it's like a four... No, not April. Sorry, August.
Oh, my God. I was going to say...
August and December. My bad.
I was going to say, that's a really long
You're
time.
You've got to be available all year.
It now runs for 6 months instead of 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, a move that wouldn't surprise me.
Please don't.
So that's August, September, October, November, December. So that's still a
long time.
That's a five-month filming schedule. So
yeah.
You have to be, I guess, pretty elastic with your work or whatever to be able to do it. But they've actually put a post out on their Instagram page and a link to the website marriedatfirstsightcasting.com.au. But it's actually come with a list of criteria of stuff that you have to kind of meet to be on MAFS. Do you want to hear the list?
Of course I do.
Are you single and ready to meet the love of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Are you willing to put your heart on the line for a chance at finding your soulmate?
Yeah, well, we'd expect that.
Are you prepared to put your fate in the hands of our relationship experts?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
A bit of old school Johnny Fun.
We need to remake that to Gabby, the cleaning lady.
We all know that would be a lie.
That is true.
I don't clean. And I've actually found this article that's telling us all the cleaning things we're doing wrong, all the mistakes we're making that could be putting our health at risk. And I make every single one of these mistakes. So one of them is cleaning your chopping board, especially after chopping up meat. You should never just use soap and water or dishwasher liquid and water.
That's all I ever do.
Same.
Cut on the plastic board, throw it in the disho.
Yeah. You're meant to soak it in bleach to get rid of all the germs before using it again.
Nah.
I've never done that.
Never done it.
Another one, always clean your TV remote because everybody touches the remote, especially after sneezing, coughing, eating, licking, whatever you're doing with your hands.
That makes so much sense.
And everyone touches that. That would be just the germiest item in your entire house. Probably
and you know
worse
the sad thing
toilet.
Too? Like, and every parent would have had this, like every parent of a toddler, they pick up the TV remote and they put it in their mouth.
Yuck.
Oh, it's the worst.
Not only are they getting all those germs in their mouth, but they're putting more on the
remote. They're seeing is a big dummy.
That's what they see in everything.
That's right.
Everything goes in the mouth. Don't put your wet toilet brush away immediately. You should actually disinfect the toilet brush and let it dry before putting it away.
Yeah, no one's doing that.
I've never done
no
that.
No one's doing that.
I thought the disinfectant in the toilet bowl was enough that I was using to scrub.
I didn't even do that.
Ew.
And the scrub with the water.
This is the one that's really got me because it makes so much sense, but it's never even occurred to me. We should be washing our reusable shopping bags.
What? Oh,
well,
yeah,
you're
putting food in
you're putting
them as
food
well,
in it, and if maybe the meat has just dribbled a little bit in the bottom of the bag, or maybe you've got some veggies you haven't washed and they're leaving bacteria behind, that is then transferring onto every shop that you then use the bag for.
See, they're making them pretty cheap now, though. Like, I worry if you throw them in and stuff, they'd just disintegrate.
Maybe just Glen 20 it. That disinfects, doesn't it?
Glen 20 fixes anything. You know, all those problems you've listed.
Spray the entire house,
get
you're good.
Glen 20, you'll be fine.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.